It is a great day to be alive on this Monday. Kyle Brustenortman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside a tan Kyle Wallace. What's going on, Kyle? Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Feeling, I got that summer chocolate on. I was kissed by the sun.
You do look like
I look handsome.
Extra chocolate.
Yeah, like, I look delicious.
Good.
Milk
good.
Chocolate, baby.
Did you wear the white shirt on purpose now?
No, I just look
good. Oh, no. It's like when you know everyone comes back from vacation, wears the lighter shirt to show off what they got.
Is it?
Or at least white people do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Classic white person move. Classic. Yeah.
No, look how tan I got.
Yeah. No, I feel good, baby. Kissed by the sun, baby. Shout out to St. Martin.
St. Martin.
Is that what the locals call
Saint it? St. Martin. They call it St. Martin. You know, we do a carnival. We move it around.
So you go one place and you think you know the culture and know everything
island
about
boy,
it.
I'm island boy. You know what I'm saying?
All right. That's Kyle Wallace. He's back. Brad Nortman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. Still has his buzz cut. As Kyle, you missed a lot. We raised $5,000 for the Mac Fund.
$5,000?
Yes. I don't know if that was in between St. Martin or
that?
Kyle Wallace. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know. There's going to be a lot of that. You know when you go places and people talk to you a certain way and all of a sudden
you
pick up the accent.
Yeah.
You pick up the accent. You got the key from a room, right?
Yes. Like with Kyle here, like sometimes when we're in the 414, I think I'm like, yeah, I'm like the 414 guy, but I'm not.
You get a little bit Milwaukee.
Yeah. That being said, we'll discuss what we signed you up for with KBN Nation as we drove a lot of donations, and a lot of it had to do with Kyle actually following through on things and not just being halfway Kyle Wallace.
Are y'all trying to shave my mound again?
Do you commit to doing it before you even know what it is?
Ooh, you know,
we'll see how invested you are into this show in KBN Nation.
So for those who missed it, we had a couple of milestones that we reached in which Brad Nortman got a haircut, a buzz cut live on the air. Alex Strofe looks like a whole new person. He lost his whole head of hair and now looks like a wannabe rapper.
Slim Shady.
Yes.
Chet Eminem.
Chet Hanks.
Wow.
Walmart version.
Brad Nortman wearing a suit and tie for a week. Yes. I have to wear whitey tighties underwear for a week.
Wait, this is punishment. Wait a minute. A punishment to put on a suit and tie?
Yeah.
A punishment to put on whitey tighties? That's it?
We're doing things that we literally hate the most.
That's the thing.
I haven't worn underwear in like 10 years.
Wait a minute. This is the lightest. I'm sitting here scratching my mind because of the damn heat, and this man has got to put on a suit?
Yeah, I absolutely despise wearing a suit, I can die to my own preferences for KBN Nation and the Mac
people
Fund, and people were willing to pay for that.
Kyle. Oh, my God.
Gabe Neitzel shaved his beard for the first time since 2015.
I didn't know if that was Gabe or not.
You didn't?
It seemed like an imposter.
It really did.
It's a whole new
It really
man.
Did.
He's got to dress up for work. Ben has to wear underwear.
Like,
welcome
what?
To being an adult.
I'm also getting a buzz cut live right now on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison. We can hear some Clippers. Hey, put the guard on. I'm not trying to look like Strofe.
I think we got to leave it up to Strofe, Brad, and Kyle here. What guard do I get to pick for Ben Brust?
What are
here?
Our
That's
options?
The voice of Tony Cartagena, producer of Thanalysis Show, who's done the buzzing of Brad Nortman, of Alex Strofe, and of Kyle Wallace, because somebody donated $50,000 to see that whole head of hair go.
$50,000, huh?
Yeah.
So we got the no guard.
Nah, I'm just lying.
That'll be
I'm a lie.
The no guard. The no guard is an intimidating.
We got the half.
No half, no. It's a three.
We got a
Brad
one.
I'm doing a three.
Take that man hair down.
A three is the largest the guard thing. We have.
I did a three with a beard trimmer. These look way bigger.
Yeah, but I've already
trimmer.
Been told, and KBN Nation's been giving me a lot of flack that if I didn't deliver, I would be known as a Kyle Wallace.
Wait
this,
a minute.
That, and the other thing.
What do you mean known as a Kyle Wallace?
Like, you're halfway Kyle. You don't do things fully. You didn't go into Lake Michigan.
Listen.
You didn't fully do the Brazilian wax.
KBN Nation,
about.
I'm going to start an OnlyFans for those who don't think I didn't go fully, because right now, I'm not feeling it below my belt.
I don't know. For those who are on YouTube, on ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison, this seems like a really thick three guard. I'm telling you, these guards
Those are your Clippers.
I know, but now that I see them compared to
They're not cleaned either, by the way.
I got... No. I'm the only one that uses
You'll get ringworm.
I hope not.
Ringworm?
That means Brad had that at one point.
Yeah, I this looks too... It looks too long to me.
So wait, so I don't.
I feel like a beard trimmer one is or a three is equivalent to like a normal clipper.
So what
three.
You're saying? Why don't we just give them take the guard off and just do it that way?
Because I had said that my fiance is a little worried because we have
halfway. Kyle, here we go.
Yeah, no. But I said no, I'm gonna deliver. But she said, if you deliver, you're on the couch the whole week.
I want you to be like Strofe.
On the couch.
But is a three delivering is the question.
It's the same thing as Brad.
Wait a minute. Why are you doing all this?
Different. It's different.
We can be the judge of that. Maybe we start with a three and we'll know right away. Oh, it cut hardly any hair. Or, oh, yeah, that got down pretty far.
Let's just get this going right now because.
Do you cut the widow speakers? That just going to be there, too.
It's everything. Just going to be there.
Cut everything. All right, so. Wow.
We're not lining me up.
Oh, yeah, line them up. Clean them up.
I did that one time when I was. So I had Sharif Chambliss from Racine, I believe. Sharif cut my hair one time on the road and he was like, we got to get rid of the widow's peak, man. I was like, no, like, that's like. So it's my identity.
Like
I'm a white guy.
It,
like it's a widow's peak.
You line it up. You get a straight blade.
Line me up. And then the widow's peak started growing in all weird, and it just looked even weirder if you line up a white guy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Can I bring you behind the scenes of Strofe's haircut for a second? Strofe wanted the widow's peak gone, so I lined Strofe up pretty crispy too. I might add.
Yeah, you did.
That's good.
And that's because one of his girlfriend's razors underneath her bathroom sink.
Did you clean it?
Oh, it was brand new. I would not. I'm a hygienic barber over here. No infections. Nothing. And so I took her razor and lined him up pretty smooth.
Well, let's get it going. What we need to figure out while I'm getting buzzed here is when we are going to execute Kyle getting his fingernails painted in blue and orange.
Well, wait a minute. What?
And wearing Bears gear for a week while Brad wears a suit and I wear underwear.
Wait a minute. Time
equal
out.
Punishment.
That is so equal, I can't even believe it.
Wait a minute. I got to put on nail polish like Caleb Williams.
Yes.
And then I got to wear bear stuff, and y'all think that that's equal? Him actually being a decent, normal human being, putting on drawers is his punishment. You putting on a suit like many people do, like you used to all the time, is your punishment. And y'all making me paint my damn nails, and then I got to wear bear stuff? This is cruel, unusual punishment.
But here's
you guys are becoming mature individuals. This is just punishment for
me. Here's what we thought. We're thinking to ourselves, what is like the antithesis of us?
Go ahead, Tony, get started now.
Right?
You guys keep chatting amongst yourself. I'm all ears.
Ben.
Make sure this is okay length. He's distracting. He's deflecting over here.
Why don't you take it vroom, right down the middle.
Military style.
What I need to know is if I should turn my mic off or not while y'all are talking.
That did nothing.
Yeah, we're going to have to go shorter.
We'll have to go shorter.
Two on the sides, I said. But like, we can start in the middle. Get it gone.
Let's see if anything's taken off the top. It's got to look like my head. That's what it's got to look like.
Mm-mm. Nothing.
No, it's not enough.
Nothing. Mm-mm.
It's not enough.
That's a low cut.
Yeah, that is. That's not enough.
Hell no.
No, Strofe, yours and mine is significantly shorter.
Yeah, you guys are going to both.
Significantly.
What
are we talking about?
No.
I see the haircut.
He looks like a fryer right now.
No.
He's like bald on top. And
no, take that off. It's not working.
The hair is landing on me. There are chunks. I see Tony getting the chunks off.
That's because your hair was so long to begin with. That's not a buzz cut. That's just a tighter haircut. That's all it is.
Are you thinning?
Are you thinning?
No, look at the middle of his head. Look like he's thinning a little bit.
No, that's not. It's not nearly short enough.
This would be halfway,
Ben.
Nah, Ben. We need buzz.
Is there
cut,
a two
Ben.
And a half?
There's a two. Well, you could do a two, and you could lengthen the blade slightly.
Wait, did you shorten? Whoa.
Ben, you're okay.
Ben is stressed out right now.
You're okay.
I went with the longest three.
Oh, why don't you do the shortest three?
No, do a...
Perfect.
Do
the shortest three now.
I still don't think this is going to be enough. All right.
No, do a long two.
Man, bumps that, man. Just take all that guard stuff off and cut his head.
We do not.
If you're watching on YouTube, this would be skin tight.
Yeah, there would be no trace of any hair.
The shortest three. I think the shortest three is a good compromise.
Let's see.
So anyway, as Ben's getting it cut, Kyle, here's what we thought. We thought about what's the antithesis of each of our personalities. Ben, it's to wear underwear. Me, I hate wearing dress-up clothes.
And you hate the Bears.
And you hate the Bears. So it's perfect. It's what the KBN Nation was willing to donate for. And the idea of you with painted fingernails and bear stuff for a week that we're all going to do this in solidarity, mind you. Ben's going to wear it for the week. I'm going to wear the suit. You're going to wear bear stuff. We're all going to do it together. So you're okay.
I got the worst end of this. This isn't even close. It's not even close.
Should have been here.
We should have been here. Brad went here last year, but his mound is beautiful, I'm sure. Pristine.
But, well, it is beautiful. But the difference is you guys talked about it individually last year.
You don't know what
year.
A bumpy mound said, means without context?
Real quick. You've been back for 10 minutes. You've said the word mound 8 times.
Because, yeah. Man, that sun got my mound bumpy. I don't
Nine.
Like it.
How much did you say mound over your vacation to baby girl?
Quite a bit, because I was cool the first couple of days. I said, baby, what is this? I said, baby, look at my mound. Where's these bumps? She said, that's heat. That's what the sweat. I said, the sweat. I said, my mound used to be smooth, and now when I go on, it's like, boom, 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 like Braille.
Oh, my gosh.
Like Braille. I'm
that's
reading.
That's disturbing.
I know I'm not it's here like, to run the show while I'm getting like a haircut. Braille? Are you guys good?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
No, it is. I don't like it at all.
Is Ben's hair short enough?
No. No. Ben's
it's
getting a haircut.
It's not nearly short enough.
Ben is just cheesing and smiling because he knows he's getting away.
His hair, I'm no. literally looking at it live.
No.
This is a buzz cut.
This is not a
should I go move
cut.
Over next to Ben
yeah.
and see?
Do I need to come in there too?
Ben, this is a good haircut. This is not a buzz cut. Make sure you guys go to ESPN
Damn.
Milwaukee on YouTube. That's not Ben. That's not low enough.
Mine is shorter than Ben's.
Yeah, no. This isn't short, Ben. It's
not. That's way too long.
I got a big bump right there, Tony.
Yeah, apparently.
No, that's not even close. Not even close. I don't see your scalp.
Ben's hair is about double the length of mine and Strofe's right now.
That's not true.
No, it is true, Ben. Take it downward. Tony,
we're,
can you
we're
get deeper?
We're going to need to do a 2-hour.
Tony, just press it against his head and just go back.
And he's getting like royal treatment. If we remember on Thursday or Wednesday, Tony cut mine with a beard trimmer, and it took a half an hour because I had product in my hair. Is getting caught all along the way. Ben's getting the royal treatment.
Hang on, what I do got to know most importantly here is: am I starting to ball on the sides like Brad?
Oh wow!
See, I think
dang,
my hair is receding, but Ben's is thinning.
Yeah, Ben, your hair is thinning on top, in the middle. It happens to the best of us.
Is it? Yeah, he's got to go shorter. This isn't even college basketball
bash. Yeah, I want college basketball.
This is a trim.
Ben.
He needs to get buzzed.
College basketball, Ben, was a half. You ain't getting no half here.
You were a half?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Why
time out. Wait a minute.
Why would you do a half?
Time out. Wait a minute. Can somebody explain this to me? Because, you know, I have black hair, so it's a little bit different. So when he says college basketball, Ben, was a half, why aren't we doing that right now? Why is he getting away with doing that?
Because
he's getting away with it.
Wedding and it's not even going to be. It'll be shorter in Strofe and Brad.
Wait, my question: your hair won't grow back in a couple months?
Ben, you love living life on the edge, do you
okay,
not?
Okay, y'all not going to gaslight me.
Ben loves living life on
May,
the edge.
May, June, July. Dog, you fine. What are we doing
dog,
here?
You fine.
You, cut his hair.
You're complaining.
Cut his
You're complaining
his
about your punishment.
Ben, your punishment is getting a nice free haircut. My punishment is having to put on that putrid
blue. All right,
blue
I'll meet you halfway. Give me the two. Give me the two.
Attaboy.
Ben, you, Ben,
oh,
no,
attaboy.
Yeah, Ben.
Just finished.
Yeah.
No, cut his ass lower.
On the text line.
Let me make sure that's the two.
On the text line, Scott says, your hair Ben's hair isn't short enough. Number one needs to happen.
We're getting at least a two on YouTube as well.
All right.
You got to go at least.
One and a half.
Shortest two.
One and a half.
That's a two.
One and a half.
He's got a two.
You guys remember, fiance scares me. I am doing this.
Yeah, I do it.
Give it to me.
No.
Ben's going to fight.
No, I would literally then like not wash my hands, go to the bathroom, and touch you all the time. Like,
give
I don't want to start this fight.
Oh, there's nothing
it's
even coming off.
Coming off.
Nothing's coming off the man's head.
There's a good amount.
Line one, Strofe, do your job.
What is happening?
Then we got to go then 1.5 on the sides. Then.
I forgot to mention, 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line.
This is a joke.
This is more. You can see this beautiful haircut on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. We're going to take a quick break.
Giannis, if you do a one guard, I'll do the bear stuff.
No. You got to do that anyway. Giannis posted on Instagram. We're getting the haircut figured out. A whole lot to get to here on Kyle Brustin Ortman. If you want to see this beautiful head of hair, go on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
This is Kyle Brustin Ortman.
All right, on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, we did go shorter.
Lower.
I believe that even the group of KBN and KBN Nation has accepted this length of the buzz cut. And as I'm looking at it on video, we'll have nothing but no choice but to accept the length of
this buzz cut.
How
is getting a nice haircut punishment all of a sudden? I'm confused. That's like me getting a line in.
This
right
isn't
now.
A haircut. This is a buzz cut.
This is a haircut. You've worn your everybody here. I don't know about Strofe. Maybe he's young. Both of you have had buzz cut. I've seen Brad
Kyle,
with the buzz cut. I've seen you with the buzz. And listen. And I know you don't value coming to work no more like that, Brad, because you're putting on a damn suit as a punishment. So I know you don't value the way you look. And him, he's been, so he'll do whatever.
There's a reason why we gravitated away from the buzz cut is because we are now grown men.
We look better without the buzz cut.
Look significantly better with the buzz cut. I mean, Lexi looks at me, and she has to, like, grapple with the reality of me having a buzz cut every time she looks at me.
Oh, my gosh, my daughter.
15 years ago. She probably won't recognize you. She may cry. She may cry.
This isn't that big of a change. She'll recognize you.
I want her to kind of run from you for initially for a second.
I'm going to put in my headphones so we can hear from Robert in Milwaukee. Robert, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line.
Hi, guys. I've listened to you for a while, and every time you guys make a bet or anything, you guys end up spending more time arguing about the rules and what the payment is. It's like watching kids in the playground when they want to make teams and play kickball. By the time the rules are decided and the teams are decided, recess is over.
Yeah, I won't read
I don't think anything's been more true in my entire life
it's
from a caller on the show.
Beautiful analogy in recess.
Yeah, I want recess to be over.
Did Tony walk out?
Are you done?
I don't know what happened.
I guess.
Oh, my God, I'm buzzed.
That's pretty
buzzed.
This
is crazy.
Oh, my gosh. It's not even that bad.
Bro, I don't. His hair is thinning. I don't know if it's going to grow back in time.
All right, no. Bumps all that, as Kyle would say.
I am a little bit concerned. I did see it very early on. Well, it is what it is.
Do you need to get a haircut often?
My hair grows really fast. It's just like... Wait.
If it grows really fast, why not get the buzz cut?
I just got
go
the buzz cut.
No, you need even more. And plus, Brian Urlacher, he had some. He grew his hair back. He got some out there.
He grew it back. It was implants.
No, he can get an implant for his wedding if he needs to.
Hair implants is
a
really crazy
wig.
Idea.
Yeah.
Oh, like Homer used to, a toupee.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do something like that.
Golly.
Wow.
Is that alcohol?
No, it's not alcohol. It's
why would you
water.
Put alcohol wipe
alcohol
on his head?
On
no, you're supposed to put alcohol after you get a haircut. Y'all don't do that to make
no,
sure it's
I've
clean?
I've never had
well,
never
that's when you use a straight blade,
never
right?
Never heard of that.
Oh,
something that I saw.
Cultural.
Have the X-Files ready here, Strofe. It's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin, a freshly buzzed Ben Brust, a buzzed Brad Nortman, a buzzed Alex Strofe, and a beautiful-looking Kyle Wallace right off of vacation.
Agreed with that.
Who's going to be wearing Caleb Williams gear and blue and orange painted fingernails as part of his punishment of the $5,000 that we raised for the Mac Fund. Now, I got to shift gears here because I'm not good with emojis. And Giannis Antetokounmpo posted something on Instagram. What does it mean, people? What does it mean? Brad, you are our body language press conference reader. I know there's a prayers emoji and a salute emoji. Salute is to the city. He says, win for the Cream City in the picture. What does it all mean, Basil? What does that post mean to you? 800-990-3776. And if you haven't seen it, it's Giannis in a post, win for the Cream City, where he simply has prayer emojis and a salute in the caption.
This is where you need to look not only one, not only two, but multiple layers deep when it comes to Giannis and decoding exactly what's going on with what message he's trying to deliver. See, when I look at this, here's what I see. I see praying hands emoji, salute emoji, praying hands emoji. Well. That could be a thank you. That could be a thank you to the city of Milwaukee. Thank you for what he's already done. Thank you for what's coming. Who knows? The salute. Now, a salute, I could view that as a symbol of allegiance, of loyalty. Could also be a see you later.
Thank you for your
I'm
service.
Out of here. Thank you for your service. I'm out of here. Now, let's think about win for the Cream City. Win for the Cream City is the warm-up Giannis is on at the moment. Now, he's already won for the Cream City, so he could be pointing to mission accomplished back in 2021. Nothing left for him to do here, potentially saying he's moving on. Or it could mean. He is projecting more wins for the Cream City with Giannis at the helm. What else is he doing? He's looking down. He's downcast when he's probably the national anthem's going on, high emotional moment. He could be sad. This could be sad Giannis potentially leaving the Milwaukee Bucks, or it could be Giannis at peace, knowing that here at home is right here in Milwaukee, and he knows that more wins for the Cream City are on its way. Very cryptic. I'm left confused.
I don't think it's that cryptic. Ben Bruss, Brad Nortman, Kyle Wallace. You think it's cryptic, Kyle?
Listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you are a Milwaukee Bucks fan, it's too soon to get excited. So if you like me, you look at this, don't read nothing into it, because Brad's absolutely right. It could mean I'm saluting to the fans, as in I love y'all, and it could mean I'm saluting to y'all, sayonara, I'm getting off this ship because this ship is trash. So I, for one, as a Milwaukee Bucks fan, I might read nothing into this. I'm not going to get too emotionally high. I'm not going to get too emotionally low. All I'm going
to
do is do
real rich for you to
say. I'm going to do as Giannis did. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray on it. I'm going to pray on it. Hope, Giannis, I hope you have it in your heart to stay with the Milwaukee Bucks. But I'm not reading to you. I saw people getting excited about it. Don't get excited. Do not get excited. The offseason hasn't started. It just started for you.
For those who want him to leave, they're likely fans not of the Milwaukee Bucks that are in the comments saying, oh, he's saluting, he's gone. And for those who are Bucks fans, I think are looking at it as, oh, look, he's showing the Cream City, win for the Cream City, praying that he wants to be here, continue to do these things with the Bucks. I think that this is Giannis saying, I love the city of Milwaukee. I am showing you I want to win with the Cream City. But it's out of my control now. You need to prove to me that I should continue to want to win for the Cream City. I don't want to leave. I don't want to do that. But there is a long offseason that has not even begun, as Kyle mentioned.
We the only ones fishing, us and a couple other teams, but the season's still going on right now.
Oh, but I bet you those conversations are happening, though, right? I mean, immediately. Nah. Maybe not Wednesday morning.
Giannis is somewhere else, man. Listen, when people salute like that, it's been real. Out of here. You salute when you're leaving.
You think he's leaving?
No, you salute when you're leaving.
He saluted.
So you're on the side that saluting is a sayonara.
I'm on the side that said, listen, Milwaukee Bucks fans, don't y'all look at this picture and think, yeah, Giannis love the city. All them people say, no, don't look stupid. I'm telling y'all this right now, don't look stupid. Giannis don't know what he's doing yet, but I know this early him posting this mean Giannis mean business. Something's on his mind. Something is spinning. Giannis didn't need to do this, but he hears all the chatter. He has something inside. Giannis put this out on purpose because he is sending a message to somebody, and that somebody is probably John Horst and the Bucks ownership group. It's not to you, Brad. It's not to you, Ben. It ain't to me. That is put out there.
What's
for the
message?
The message is, listen, y'all better get this figured out.
Adam chimes in on the Carlos talking text line. He says, pray for a return, salute for loyalty.
That's what we hope.
But think about what he could have used. He could have used the buck emoji, the animal, the fist, the arm.
Look, he's got to keep all options open, because we all could admit the future for the Milwaukee Bucks right now is
trash. At the end of the day, this Bucks team, it finally came. It hit me. I was on an island sitting there having a great time. You know what hit me? Watching that Bucks game where they just basically fumbled away. I mean, literally, Ben could have coached a fifth grade team to do better to close out a game than the Bucks did in game five. And this team sucks. We suck. Kyle Kuzma sucks. Ben was right. He's trash. He sucks. Yeah. This team sucks. If you look at this basketball team, who you going to go watch other than Giannis? You going to go watch Brooke Lopez, old ass?
I didn't need to watch him. He played like 15 minutes a game.
Exactly. Y'all going to watch Gary Trent? Yeah, okay, Gary. He hit all the threes, and then Gary fought with the damn ball out of bounds.
Well, what did you do? I don't put that on Gary, but I still know you.
You don't put it on Gary.
AJ Green peed his pants.
I don't care. He peed his pants. You better catch it. Listen, I was literally at a bar, and I said, oh, hell. Got up and moved away. I said, this is terrible. I said, oh, cool.
I mean, it was an epic collapse. But yes, they don't have any picks.
The team sucks.
I tried telling you all this. Why don't you ever listen to me?
Because I'm a fan. I'm a fanatic, Ben. You know what fanatics are? They're crazy people.
Yes, you said Kyle Kuzma was going to score 17 points in game one.
That was such a good quote.
I wasn't AI. I was on something else.
And then he went and put up zeros across the board.
Now, the team, listen, the team sucks. Giannis looked at his roster. Giannis, listen, he's saluting everybody because he said, I can't go back on the court.
He can't
with them
be
guys.
Saluting everybody because everyone doesn't deserve a
Dame
salute.
Ain't coming back, and it didn't work. The experiment didn't work. We got to be real. We have to be real.
Okay, so
fans.
What's the worst thing that's happening to the Bucks right now? The fact that they extended John Horst, which was very weird.
Stupid.
Damian Lillard got injured, so you can't trade him next year, and he's just out and going to be rehabbing so he can sign his player option for $63 million.
Poor Dane.
Or Kyle Kuzma. Or other. What's the worst thing the Bucks got going for them right now? John Horst, Kyle Kuzma, Damian's injury, or just the lack of assets? 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line. Stroh, if you can put that in somewhat of a poll format, I bet.
I mean, if you Giannis, like for real, Milwaukee, listen, KBN Nation, I love y'all and I love Giannis, but if you're Giannis Antetokounmpo, if you have you're at an organization, you've been at an organization, you won a championship, and after winning the championship, your team goes downhill, and then your second best coworker, your second best teammate is out all next year and they're aging and getting old in a business that you got to be a young man's game for. Come on now. Listen, we suck. And we're going to suck. Like, Giannis is the only thing we have going for us. Nobody else in that right, KPJ. Now, I ain't getting excited about KPJ. Hell no. I'm telling you this right now. We are not good. And if Giannis leaves, I ain't mad at him for it.
If Giannis leaves, Kyle wouldn't be mad. That's the thing. I don't think the conversation would anyone be mad. I think
just
the conversation
sad.
Is what like it so get that out of your head. We need solutions.
If Giannis
we need sales pitches. We need reasons for him to
yeah, we can't
to
put it
not go into the front office and be the bad guy. Because the front office is never gonna say, yeah, we're gonna trade you. It's gonna have to be Giannis.
Ain't no solutions.
Well, Kyle, have some level of optimism, the fan optimism.
Does Dame count against the salary cap next year, even though he's hurt?
I think so.
Okay. That's what, $47 million?
It's a big chunk.
What you go, oh, you just magically going to be able to sign more people? You got what you going to do? You traded away Chris Middleton, and you still got the contract of Kyle Kuzma. We're poor, we're broke, and we suck. There is no worse thing to me in poor.
That was Dumb and Dumber.
We're living paycheck
money.
To paycheck. No, for real. The Bucks are living paycheck to paycheck.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
No. We suck. We're not winning the championship. It's over. So Giannis can either waste his time here or he can go somewhere else. If he wastes his time here, salute to you.
Gosh, I hate how much you're telling the truth. Maybe I've been blinding myself from the truth because I don't want to believe that it. All right, everyone go on record right now. It is March 5th, 2025. What percent chance do you put Giannis?
2026? March? May 5th. Okay, you threw me off. I said, oh, you're trying to go
to May 5th, 2025. Everyone put a percentage on Giannis being a Milwaukee Buck next year. Man, y'all got quiet
right.
Quick.
96.
I'm going to do the same thing that I did with the Green Bay Packers first round wide receiver. 75% chance he's on the roster for the Milwaukee Bucks.
96.
96 from Alex Stroh. Kyle Wallace.
That he's on the roster? I think there's a 48% chance he's on the roster.
48's very specific.
Very.
I mean, if
so it, shout out to 1848.
I'm going to go.
sure.
I'm going to go 69.
Nasty. The haircut got you feeling fresh, huh?
Well, my lady texted and she said, ooh.
I know what emojis y'all
Oh, my gosh. You look cute. I actually love it.
I know what emojis you be sending.
I'm just going to have to do what you did to me last week. She's lying to you.
No, I got. 5 exclamation points.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
five exclamation points, like
you did to me last week. She's lying to you.
Well, then Tony said that she actually thought you were cute, or she actually thought you look cute with your haircut. Can't wait to go home tonight.
Oh, wow.
Kyle Bruce-Norman.
Hey. Send him emojis to her. Let her know what it is.
Salute? Prayers? Or which ones?
Splat.
Kyle, you're so bad. Alex Stroh, do you have a good Becoming Relevant?
Yes.
All right, then that's next.
69. I like that number.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
When I'm, again, doing the Pack Arena, and as a shareholder, when I'm sizing up my ring,
all
when
right,
I'm sizing
damn,
up my
do
ring,
the Pack Arena right now.
One pack of two, pack of three, pack of arena.
Hey.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I feel like I need to go play basketball. The last time I had a
Don't
buzz cut.
It.
because I got stitches the last two times.
Yeah.
We have to protect
you. I'm just saying, the last time I had a buzz cut was legitimately when I was playing in the Final Four. Because after that, when I went overseas for 1 year, I let it grow out for 9 months. Came
straight?
Back. 9 months straight. Didn't touch
it. He had flow.
I had some real flow.
Wow.
I feel weird. I feel naked.
You're going to, when you like run your hand through your head.
Oh, I've been doing it all break long.
It's such a good feeling.
Oh, I love it.
It's so low maintenance too.
Ben Brust.
Oh, look at these guys just excited about the fact that, oh, I love my hair. It's so nice.
It's the silver lining.
Oh, what a terrible thing.
I'm not going to keep it.
No, my hair is different, but this is not.
Okay, so you can call us out and then you're just above us because you took 15 years to grow out luscious dreads?
I have the worst end of this deal. Y'all sitting there, I'm not going to put on no damn bear stuff and be like, oh, I look so handsome in this blue and ugly orange. No, y'all over here looking in the mirror, getting texts from y'all women talking about they ready for y'all. Meanwhile, I gotta sit here and put on this ugly blue and green or blue and orange.
Kyle, we had two things to do. Shave
our heads. I have to mow somebody's 2 acre lawn.
You have one thing to do.
One. I got nails. I'll choose
it's,
one.
It's part of one like
collective.
Image.
No, my
painted nails.
My nails
plus,
I is different.
Cut my hair. Wearing whitey tighties for a week,
and
we'll be cutting a 2 acre lawn.
Not. Are you got to self-propel or you got to ride?
I ain't riding nothing.
Oh, wow.
That's going to take a minute.
Oh, wow.
Many minutes.
That is punishment. That do you know how much 2 acres is?
I don't. Yes.
I don't think you understand what 2 acres is. You're going to be out there for hours.
A lot.
They said 4 hours I'll be out there.
Oh,
I would say
sun?
At least. I'd say at least.
Put some sunscreen on.
Try to do this earlier in the summer before it's 85 degrees and you're just sweating away.
Ben, you're not going to do that in one. You're going to have to stop. You're going to be at this man's house all day.
Daniel the landscaper, if you're out there, 800-990-3776. Let me know how long it takes you on the riding lawnmower versus the walking lawnmower.
You can't let him ride the riding lawnmower because you know he's too different. Something bad may happen.
Who, me?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what to do with one of those zero-turn ones with the joysticks.
Gosh.
And
it'd be all a mess.
Going like 10 miles per hour.
Jerking, flying off.
I mean, my guy, Nate, who does it on a
oh,
huge
great.
Deck.
Brad doesn't even know. He's just pointing the guy he pays to cut his lawn.
He does it in probably an hour 20 on a massive, fast, zero-turn tractor.
An hour 20?
How many acres are you?
I'm like 1.8.
Oh,
you have slightly more.
You're going to be out there forever.
And how much is an acre?
A lot.
What do you mean?
Like, how big is an acre?
I mean,
square miles? What are you trying to figure out? Square,
I don't
square
know.
Feet?
Like, I don't know. Like somebody.
Half a football field, maybe?
Yeah, it is 43,560 square feet.
Somebody put this in layman's terms. Like, I don't know.
Like
yeah, like a
analogy.
Football field or a soccer field.
It's about 200 feet by 200 feet. That would be about a square.
That still doesn't, like, help.
But that's not. That's also not perfect.
That's about
65 yards by 65 yards.
One football field is 1.32 acres. So you're going to be doing, like, 1.5 football fields.
That doesn't seem bad.
More than that.
I'll knock that
Slightly
out. I'll knock
more.
That out in 2 hours.
So you?
No, you,
you
won't.
So you
have to
gonna,
do a quality back.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Quality.
Also, Daniel the landscaper, where do you live?
Oh, I hope far.
Madison area.
Oh.
That's still far to go cut lawn.
I wonder if it's
drive back.
I wonder if his property is undulated, if there's like uphill
This man said undulated. Come on now.
What the hell does that
Come
mean?
Come on now.
Undulated? It's like,
hill. It's
like
a golf course.
I know undulated. Yes, I do.
What's the definition in?
The definition of undulated? A surface that a surface that is up and down, windiness. It's not flat.
That's pretty much right.
I wonder if
he's
saying
to present a wavy appearance.
Thank you.
Yes, that's exactly what. It's a
why
golf
do
term.
I know?
It's a
yeah,
golf,
it's a golf term.
Term. It's a
undulated.
Golf term.
So why do I know?
I was like, why do I know undulated? I was like, I know this. It's a golf term. It's about the greens.
So that would be a little bit more extra work for
you
Ben.
You know what's
going to
happen now? This is your fault. He now, instead of saying it's going to be a rough ride ahead, or
it's
going to
be very undulated mode.
Yeah, add this to the list. It's bound to be one of the list.
It's going
to
be a rocky road. Ben's going to say,
no, it's going to be an undulated ride,
full of undulation.
Undulated season for the Packers.
This show's got a lot of undulations going on around here.
Undulated.
Undulated. Where's my pen? This is going to be tough. Undulated.
It's like a spelling bee, huh?
Undulated. All right.
Are we all spelling it here?
U-N-U-J-U.
That's wrong already. Ungelated. G-E-L. Really?
U-N-G-I-L-A-T.
All right.
It's not
E. Already.
There's no J or G. It's U-N-D.
Oh, it's undulated. Oh.
Undulated.
Oh, wow.
Undulated.
Undulated.
Undulated is how it's spelled.
Undulated.
There's no G at all?
There's no G at all.
Undulated.
Oh,
no.
But he know the word.
Wait. So we were... Have the lady say the word. How you do that?
Undulated.
What undulated. D sounds sound like G?
It's like undulated? No way. Come on, lady. Help us out.
Last time I had a buzz cut, I was
undulate.
Also
undulate.
Undulate.
Hey, undulate.
Undulate. Undulate.
Undulate.
There's no J or G in that?
Undulate.
No.
U-N-D-U late. L-A-T-E.
And is that lady saying
undulate.
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 I don't
believe
that.
That sounds like undulate.
I don't believe
that. How there's no G or J, we'll never
undulate.
Know. But we all know the English language is tough.
Crazy. Crazy.
Last time I had a buzz cut, I was also ripped, and I needed to get ripped before the wedding at the Princeton Club. Got to have that strong body and that strong mind heading into getting married. But I can also help having a strong community by working with the Princeton Club in the Madison area locations or New Berlin, where they always have different initiatives to help the community. That's the best part. 24/7, they are open. Free childcare with the membership. And when you step in, you know you're going to get your goals figured out. Small goals, large goals. They have something for everyone. Spin classes, weights, cardio, workout classes, personal training, basketball courts, tennis courts, swimming. They have it all at the Princeton Club. So check out the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. What's the worst thing the Bucks have going for them? John Horst being extended, Damian Lillard's injury, lack of picks. Kyle Kuzma, 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. We'll also hit Becoming Relevant if it's any good. Coming up next, it's Kyle, Brust, and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh,
seam head.
I don't even know what
that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
A seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Now I have friends and family getting in my phone telling me that I made a big mistake and that it's not going to grow out the way I want it to for the wedding in August. And I'm saying I'm not going to fall for it, but now I'm starting to get nervous. I just got a buzz cut for the Mac Fund. Are you guys going to support me, or are you guys going to make me feel self-conscious?
No, I mean, if it doesn't grow back like it's, I'm not an expert in how white boys' hair grows, but I
Why
do
you say know- white boys like that.
Men?
Yeah.
Well, white men, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, offended the boys.
But I'll say this. I'm sure there's like some type of, you know, as Stroh said before, something to make you look luxurious.
You've already been given the seal of approval from your fiance. 5 exclamation marks. So you're good to go.
Yeah, just for now.
Unless you think it's a sympathy text.
No, it's not a sympathy. But okay. As I look at YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, I'm shocked, A, that it's this short, and I'm shocked, B, that the sides of my forehead are a little bit less...
Yes, receding.
That was the biggest surprise for me, too, is, whoa, my hair has gotten really retreating back in my skull.
Boy, sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah.
I feel old.
Y'all better get ready.
If anything,
10 years from
the
now.
Longer hair made me look younger.
For sure. You can hide the balding areas.
That will expose.
Can't relate all these inches I got.
Because I look at Alex Stroh, a 25-year-old hairline.
Yeah, it looks
that
good.
That thing is full frontal. It's good to go.
It is good.
Tiny forehead.
All right, let's hear from tiny, Alex Stroh on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman with Becoming Relevant.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant. It's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
I'm looking at my paper. I got like undulated spill out in 14 different ways.
I'm still stunned. There's no J or G. Stunned.
Stop saying that word. All right, fellas. You ever hear the phrase, revenge is a dish best served cold?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
So I've done some research, and it seems to me like that phrase originated by an author named Eugene Sue in Matilde. However, 1846 novel, by the way. That's right around when Wisconsin became a state.
Very good.
But prior to that, it was a French phrase, and it sounded a little something like this, according to AI Strophe.
Well, vengeance est unplacht quice im Mensch's Bein Freud.
That was
vengeance
creepy.
Est unplacht quice im Mensch's Bein Freud.
That isn't French.
It doesn't sound French.
That
right
sounds like a German choppy. Trying to speak French.
I am German.
Exactly.
But I didn't actually record that. I used AI to record that.
AI needs to work on that, too.
Yeah.
Well, vengeance est unplacht quice im Mensch's Bein Freud.
Oh, gosh, it's so bad.
It's so stern.
The French would be very upset the way you just French.
They're already mad about everything.
The French language is beautiful. There's nothing beautiful about AI Strophe speaking French.
Well, vengeance est unplacht quice im Mensch's Bein Freud.
Oh, gosh.
That actually is really
so
funny.
So why I bring up revenge is a dish best served cold is we've got some revenge series coming up in the Western Conference in the NBA playoffs. You know what I'm talking about, fellas? We've got the Golden State Warriors, the 7 seed, taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves, the 6 seed. Jimmy Butler, a member of the Warriors, of course, great beef with the Timberwolves. He played there for a while. In one of his final practices, he said, give me all the scrubs. I'm going to beat your ass. And he did just that.
And he did it.
Wow, that is so cool.
Have you never heard that story?
No.
Oh.
What?
Oh, yeah. So,
you got to get on.
So Karl Anthony Towns and Jimmy Butler had like this beef.
So
Cat had all the starters minus Jimmy. Jimmy took all the reserves and smoked the starters in practice. I'm serious.
Jeff T tells the best incredible story about this.
Wow.
He walks out and says, these the bums y'all want me to play or something like that. And he walked out. He literally was late to practice, came in, got the scrubs, walked out after winning, and didn't come back.
And he never returned? That was his last time in the building?
I don't know.
He got traded.
It was like moving on from this.
You can't come back in and play with the scrubs.
Jimmy is a dog.
But also in the Western Conference, you have Russell Westbrook, Mr. Thunder, a member of the Denver Nuggets, taking on his former team, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, something I've learned in life, fellas.
Play it.
It's not what I was going to say, but...
Well, vengeance est unplacht quice im Mensch's Bein Freud.
Oh, gosh.
The way it, like,
Bein Freud.
Something else I've learned in life, fellas, is Mother Nature knows a little bit of something-something.
Oh.
Okay, Mother Nature knows... So just a quick search today, figuring out what the temperatures were in those cities. Today in Minneapolis. Beautiful day out in Minneapolis. 76 degrees.
Oh, what? What?
You know why that is? Because revenge is a dish best served cold. Only 73 degrees in the Bay Area. Warriors. Now you hear me out here.
Yeah, I'm trying to hear
you. 3-degree difference. We're going 7. Warriors in 7 over the Timberwolves, okay? That's what Mother Nature's telling me.
Wait, how did we get there?
Now we look at Denver and Oklahoma City. The Thunder, Oklahoma City, 6 degrees warmer right now than Denver. 70 degrees in Oklahoma City, 64 degrees in Denver. It's Denver in 6. Denver,
what am I,
Golden State.
Is everyone Western just as confused as
so
me?
Denver, so the colder places.
The colder places are going to win the series.
But how did you get to 7?
Because there's a 3-degree difference, meaning we're going 3 games over 4, 7 games.
Oh.
And then here there's a 6-degree difference, which means that that series is going 6.
So you just
give me Denver.
You have different rules for each weather.
How did you think about this?
Denver in 6, Golden State in 7. That is your Western Conference Finals. Spoiler alert.
Why did he?
That is such a leap.
Well, vengeance est unplacht quice im Mensch's Bein Freud.
That's how your brain was operating when you came up with this one.
You should have just asked AI what they think the results are going to be.
AI doesn't know anything. Mother Nature and revenge knows everything.
Speaking of revenge, because Russell got revenge on the Clippers, too. The way he told him to send them home, oh, my gosh.
gosh.
Do you guys remember when I asked him if he had a good Becoming Relevant?
He scrambled.
Well, this happened last week while you were...
Why did you look at the weather at each of these
cities? This happened last week. Yes, I get it. Dish served cold, weather. It's not even that cold.
Well, Vengeance S done plaque.
By the way, it's actually warm weather.
Yeah, why is 51 degrees here?
Kyle, we asked Strofe the other day if he had a good Becoming Relevant. He was like, yeah, I got it. And then we kept asking him questions. We were like, that sucks. And then we realized that if we turn it into 100 Strofes versus one gorilla, and we could turn it into 1,000 Strofes versus one gorilla, it was much better. And it was a lot better. So I think we need a new rule. Strofe has
Revenge
to share us.
On plaque twice in Mantra's Bind Freud.
He has to share his Becoming Relevance moving forward.
That was incredible. How is this the one you're taking an audit on? Think about all the crappy scrambles I've had.
Love when football chimes in. Sorry I'm late. I'm trying to figure out how 73 degrees is cold.
For real.
So you just took a blanket statement that the...
Stop trying to understand
Revenge
it.
Revenge
Assessed
on Plaque Twice and Mantras Bind Freud.
I can't keep on going on without fully understanding the mindset behind this.
Don't ask questions. You give them a platform
My
to continue.
Scrambled eggs.
The colder cities. Revenge, cold, right? So you connect the dots there, right?
Yeah,
Revenge,
yeah.
A dish best
served. I wish I had the button to send us to break.
Connect it to the colder climates today. And they will give you the answers to how long the series will go.
Because the revenge storyline is present in each of these series?
Because of La Vengeance est un plat qui se mange.
This is German.
Freud.
Are you sure you... Are you
no,
sure?
It's just French.
No, the way you just said it.
Outside of Matthew Golden, are you excited about anyone the Packers drafted in 2 minutes?
La Vengeance est un plat qui se mange. Bind Freud.